We'd like to welcome everyone here. The first item of business today is to conduct a meeting of the Enterprise Zone. Councilmember Dennis Kavanaugh is the chair of that, but since he's not there, I'll turn the time over to the vice chair, Vice Mayor Kyle Jones. Vice Mayor?
All right, Mayor, thank you. The first item of business in the Enterprise Zone Commission is to select a new chair and vice chair for the coming year, the coming fiscal year. So with that, I will entertain a motion. Yes, sir.
I would nominate Dave Richens for chair and the mayor for vice chair. That would work. No?
Look at your notes.
Is it the other way around?
Mr. Chair, could I have a conference with my client here?
Well, there has been no second, so go ahead.
Okay, you know what? Dennis would be a great chair, and Richards would be a great vice chair. I was reading off my old notes. This is not scripted in any way.
I will second that motion.
All right. We have a motion and a second for Councilmember Kavanaugh to be the chair and Councilmember Richards to be the vice chair. All in favor? Was there any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you very much. Now then, we will hear a presentation to discuss and authorize the annual report.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Commission members. Yes, we're here today to talk about a presentation regarding the Enterprise Zone Commission. What you have before you is the boundaries of the Enterprise Zone. It's basically a large portion of West Mesa. As you recall, we renewed the Enterprise Zone application last year in January of 2010 is when we were accepted by the Arizona Department of Commerce to renew that Enterprise Zone designation. As you're aware, there's a couple benefits to the city as part of the Enterprise Zone. It's one of the tools that we use to try to attract business to the city. A lot of times when the Greater Phoenix Economic Council sends us leads, the business is asked if it's the property that we're showing them is within the Enterprise Zone. So this helps us stay in contention with possible recruitments. It also helps us in our efforts to revitalize West Mesa. What's required of the city is basically staff time to administer the Enterprise Zone. We state mandates that we conduct at least two meetings a year, that we promote the zone, and that we do an annual report to the Arizona Department of Commerce, which we'll get into that in a little bit. Benefits to the business, there's two benefits. One is job tax credits. It's basically over a three-year period, they can get up to $3,000 per qualified employee, up to 200 employees if they're located within the zone. There's also property tax benefits, basically a 40 to 60% savings on their property tax bill. Now, they do have to meet some requirements in order to receive those incentives. For income tax benefits, it has to be a for-profit, non-retail business. They have to pay their full-time employee at least $10.52 an hour. That's the county wage that the Arizona Department of Commerce sets up. They have to pay at least 50% of their health insurance, and they also have to file an Enterprise Zone tax report at the end of the year. For the property tax benefit, it's a little bit more stringent. They have to be a qualified manufacturing business or commercial printing business, either minority-owned, women-owned, or small business, which means fewer than 100 employees. And they have to make an investment in the fixed assets of at least $2 million. And they, of course, have to submit an Enterprise Zone tax report at the end of the year. In your packet was the annual report that we're going to be submitting to the Department of Commerce next week. Basically, what it talks about is some of the recent activity that's occurred in the Enterprise Zone. And then there's some numbers that go with it. And one of the numbers is how many businesses are located within the zone currently, which is 2,329. Within the last year, we've had about 205 businesses locate within that zone. And we currently have three businesses that are utilizing the benefits of the Enterprise Zone. The city did put $16 million worth of public investment into the Enterprise Zone over the last year, and that's outlined in the annual report. So what the next steps are is that we're requesting that the Enterprise Zone Commission direct staff to submit the annual report. You've already elected your chair and vice chair, and then staff will continue to market the zone as we have done in previous years. With that, I pose any questions that you may have.
Okay, do we have any questions or comments on the enterprise zone from any council members? Okay, also like to recognize we have Councilmember Kavanaugh on the phone now. Are you there, Dennis?
I sure am. I heard you vote me in as chair again. Gosh, I didn't get to vote.
It was close.
I could tell.
It actually was.
All right. Then if we have no further discussion on that, then we just approve the annual report? That
yes, please.
So we need to have a motion to do so then. All right. All right. Then we have a motion by Councilmember Higgins to approve the annual report. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Councilmember Finter. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank
and Mayor,
you.
I will turn the meeting back over to you for a regular study session.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. We'll now call to order a regular study session for the Mesa City Council for Thursday, July 8, 2010. The first item on the agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's council City Council meeting. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Vice Mayor?
4G.
4G, that's right. 4G, Vice Mayor.
Services, it's off the consent because I have a potential conflict on that.
Okay. 4G will be treated separately because of a potential conflict by the Vice Mayor. Okay. Page 5. Page 6. Mr. Brady, you want to go over 5L at all, real quickly? Just explain what that is.
The city attorney.
Okay. Mayor and Council, as you know, we have a memorandum of understanding with the Cubs, and there was some dates, specifically July 12th, in the MOU. And what we are doing with this is we are just restating the intent that, both parties have agreed that we're going to go forward, continue negotiations, see if we can reach a final agreement. It is on the ballot for the November election with regard to Section 613. So the intent of this resolution is just to show the city's commitment to go forward with the Cubs, continue negotiations to fulfill the agreement or complete the agreement.
And the fact that we're going on break does not mean that we're not going to continue on with those negotiations. The definitive agreement will come back to this council,
yes.
Yes.
Will be discussed, will be debated, will be approved by this council long before the November election.
Correct.
And so this is not a way to...
Yeah, it's just to make it clear because there really wasn't anything in the MOU that kind of talked about really after the 12th, kind of everything kind of went to the 12th.
Right.
And so this just says we're going to keep having the conversation and working on the agreement.
And we are working, you know, if you want to give just a very quick
yes.
update as to where we are.
We've had some very productive meetings with the Cubs and their representatives over the last couple of weeks, and we have already meetings scheduled for next week. Continue to take the MOU, the framework of the MOU, and put more specific details on it with the timing and also with the city's commitment of the $84 million and incorporating that into the agreement. And so that's a very important part of this discussion, and really then also continuing the conversation about ultimately the process that we'll go through and identifying the site that will be identified for the stadium going forward.
And I know I've gotten calls from Florida media and others because for some reason there's a something magical about this July 12th. That was a milestone, which I guess came into question when the legislature did not act on a financing plan, but when the city of Mesa, when we stepped forward with our plan, it is our position that we have complied with the requirements of the MOU, and the July 12th date basically is, I don't want to say it's meaningless, but in essence, we've met the requirements, and therefore we're moving forward with finalizing this definitive agreement. So it's almost a non-event for us because we've already complied.
Right, and this really just continues to clarify
and just
that.
Clarifies that and confirms that. Okay, thank you. Page 7. Okay. Appointments to board and committees. Council members, you have in front of you what I believe is the final, Kathy? We have a few gaps still there, but these are some very important appointments that we have to fill three positions for next year. The first one is a new appointment, a Board of Adjustments, Mr. Cameron Jones from District 6. The Industrial Development Authority, Mr. Leo Archer, a new appointment. And in our Planning and Zoning Board, Ms. Suzanne Johnson from District 3. Frank Meisner has come to the end of his term, so appointing Ms. Johnson. So I present these names to you and ask for your supporting vote. Entertain a motion.
So moved.
I have a motion from Councilmember Summers, a second from Councilmember Richens. Any questions or any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Councilmember Kavanaugh is an aye. Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you very much. Hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Councilmember Higgins.
I had the opportunity to attend the ribbon cutting of Queen's Pizza in downtown Mesa, which was a delightful event. A nice young couple and their parents have purchased Queen's. They've redone the inside. It's bigger than it was before, and you have to come and try the wonderful sandwiches on homemade bread at Queen's Pizza in downtown Mesa. Little ad here. No, but it was very good and nice family and a nice young couple. So support your downtown businesses, okay?
Thank you. What else did you attend? You can say that. You were the star.
Oh my.
You had the highest first pitch.
Oh, yes, I had
higher than the backstop.
I had the opportunity to throw out the first pitch at the softball Little League World Series for Mesa event the other day, where District 7. There were 13 teams from all over the city of Mesa softball, and we all got to throw out the first pitch at the same time. So actually, no one really knew that my ball was the one that went 20 feet to the left of the catcher. So no one knew that, Mayor.
Well, they do now.
Yeah. Thank you. No, it was a great event. Little did I know that we have over 10,000 youth in the city that participate in Little League alone. That's baseball and softball. It's a pretty incredible number, and it's a great organization. And if there's 10,000 youth, that means there's thousands of adults who give a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of passion to youth sports. And you know, Little League is just one. We have youth basketball, we have football, we have soccer. There's just a myriad of youth sports going on in this city at any given time. This just happened to be one great tournament and a great facility out at Quail Run. And it was a pleasure and honor to be there, and just to remind us that there's a lot of good things once again going on in the city. We have a great youth sports program, so thanks to all for being there. Vice Mayor.
I'll say the ribbon cutting at Queen's Pizzeria was kind of unique in that when you cut the ribbon, it was on a oven board, and you used a pizza cutter to cut the ribbon.
And great to have new investment in downtown, and young couples and old couples and others who are really passionate about our downtown, and we have a lot of those people.
And they were busy over the weekend, too. There were a few people that came down to try pizza
and
a few other things.
And they were very busy, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the regular council meeting. But, I don't know what to say about Friday and Saturday night. It was just an incredible two nights in downtown Mesa. A lot of good feedback. I think everyone had a great time, and we'll talk a little bit more about it in the regular meeting. But that was pretty awesome. Thanks to everybody. Okay? Anything else? We'll get there.
Okay. There you go.
Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just remind the council that this will be our last meeting for a little while as we have a summer break. We will reconvene on Thursday, August 19th, for a study session at 7:30 a.m. Thursday morning. And our next council meetings will be August 23rd and 30th, so they'll come quickly one after another then. So remember that. And then also, the mayor will be having his mayor's conversation with the community.
Like a town hall kind of a...
Town hall, which the first one will be Thursday, July 15th. But I guess that would be next Thursday, from 6 to 7:30 at the Mesa Historical Museum Auditorium, which is at 2345 North Horn Street. And then the July 20th, the following Tuesday, July 20th, from 6 to 7:30 at the MCC Red Mountain campus, the mayor will be having another town hall meeting. And then, Mayor, if it'd be appropriate, I'd like to invite Cindy to come forward and introduce our new, are we going to do that?
We were going to do that.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Cindy, come forward. Let's introduce Cindy Ornstein. Am I saying that? Stein, saying the last name.
Oh, and she's got her badge even.
She's already badged up. We want to welcome Cindy to the city. She just started this week. She was here for the festivities this past weekend, so she
that was just a normal Friday and Saturday night in downtown.
Told her that.
so nice to throw
we
a welcome
normally
party
shoot things
for
off
me.
The top of the Arts Center and everything. Just
so anyway, we just want to welcome Cindy and welcome her to the city, and we're on behalf of Carrie Kent, we're thankful that she's here.
Very happy to be here.
Carrie is very happy she's
that's
here.
Right. So anything you'd like to say?
No, I'm just thrilled to be here. Looking forward to working with everyone.
No, good.
Thanks.
Thank
welcome.
You.
And it was a great party this weekend.
It was a great party. Thanks. Welcome. Okay. Any other business question, comments? All right.
I move to go into executive
we have a motion
session.
To move into executive session by the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Finter. All in favor say aye.
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 We will now move into executive session. Thank you so very much. We'll be upstairs at 5:45 for regular meeting. Thank you. Yes.